Oh, hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry. We're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome to Hour 2 of the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master, along with Bill the Producer, Jimmy the Bubble Boy, with us. And, you know, we put it off as long as we possibly could, but he has come into the studio. It is that time of season where Scuba Radio Drunken Santa has a tendency to pop up out of nowhere. You know, they keep rolling out the Christmas theme decorations at Target, you know, a week earlier, and next, you know, he just kind of jumps on the bandwagon. And, you know, I tried not to wake him when I stumbled over him into the studio today, but I slipped up. And so I go ahead and let him in there, Bill. Yeah, let him come on over. Yeah, oh, Drunken Santa.
Hey.
Check out this song. This is what we're going to play.
Hey.
Wait, before you talk, just listen. Listen.
Yes, we're going to a diving party. Yes, we're going to a diving party.
Wow.
Yes,
got moved.
We're going to a diving party.
Yeah, okay. What do you think of this?
I love the Beatles.
Yeah, that's what it is.
That's the Beatles.
It is the Beatles. That's the actual Beatles. They did a Beatles diving mix.
Is it your birthday?
No,
that's the song. It's your birthday.
No, he said it's his dive day. That's what he said.
No, it's birthday.
Yeah, no, it's his dive day. Get it? That's what we're doing at the Dima show. I thought Bubble Boy told you our plans for the Dima show.
We're singing it wrong.
No, they're doing this. We did this version for the Dima show because we have a Beatles theme. We have a Beatles themed awards party.
I don't know what you're doing in your crazy radio show.
Yeah. Well, that's just what we do, man. So, how you been? Are you?
I'm really good.
Okay, kill the music.
If I would have just already thrown up a minute ago, I'd lose my lunch now from hearing that. That's horrible.
Thank you, God. At least we got that much we don't have to deal with.
That is really bad.
What do you mean it's really bad?
It's supposed to be. At first, I thought it was the Beatles.
Yeah, well, no, it's a Beatles parody.
It's not even the Ruttles.
No, it's not. Actually, it's
that was you.
Auto-tuned.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, you like that, huh?
Imagine what it sounded like before the auto-tuning.
Auto-erotic.
No.
Asphyxiation.
Yes, that's exactly what I was thinking of.
Yeah, actually, who recorded that was the original vocal was done by Kelly, the Brazilian swimsuit model.
Oh, where
who
is she?
Who was tone deaf.
Where is she?
And it turned out like that. Go
Why
figure.
Why is she not here now?
Well, because she heard how bad she sounded, and she split town.
You can't tell her that.
No, she's not here.
Tell her she sounds great.
Okay, that's what
she's
I'll tell
She's got
you.
A great set.
You don't know how to work. You know how to talk to the ladies.
Yeah. All right, well, obviously the eggnog's flowing.
It's almost Christmas time.
Well, no, it's not even
Halloween time. And,
what are you going as? Are you doing anything for Halloween? Are you dressing up or even going diving?
I have a big sack of candy that I pass out to. First I pass out.
Right, of course.
And then if I wake up.
It's Christmas?
And
there's 3 more weeks of winter? Or
sometimes I have to stock up on eggs.
Eggs?
In case, you know, If they want, if there's trick or treat and you don't give them candy, then they throw eggs at your house.
Okay, that explains why we haven't seen them since Easter.
Yeah, no, these aren't Easter eggs, dummy.
Oh,
they're
okay.
Just regular eggs.
Okay, if you say
like
so,
chicken eggs.
Drunken Santa.
And you have to be ready in case those little kids, they can throw stuff at you.
So you, this is basically ammo, so or protection.
Yes.
Okay.
It's still legal to have eggs, isn't it?
For you, I would imagine yes.
I didn't even have to get a permit or anything.
Really?
These are projectiles.
Oh, brother.
The way I use them.
Okay. Well, I don't know where this is going, but let's just change the subject.
You're just going to think about getting some eggs.
Okay. Well, think about that for Halloween or Christmas.
If you run out of candy, then Thanksgiving. You have the eggs. You chase the kids, get off my lawn.
Is that
it's really a parking lot.
Is that where the studio smells like sulfur?
Currently, I'm in between properties.
You're in between properties. So that you mean the curb? The gutter where you
go
were passed
wherever
out
the
on?
Wind takes me. I'm like a rolling stone.
Okay, if you say so, Drunken Santa.
You can just call me Santa.
Can you just kind of chill? And
Santa
just,
with a buzz.
I allowed you to
Santa
come into the
with
studio.
A buzz.
Okay. I allowed you to come into the studio today just because I feel a little bit more generous.
You guys
than
party,
usual.
Don't you?
And I actually
you guys party.
Stumbled over you and woke you up.
You guys
when
party.
I came in. Yeah, every day is a party there, Santa. Just chill.
You
just
celebrate life.
Just lay back and enjoy the show. Then, okay. Okay, fine. Look, a couple of weeks ago, I got a. You know, we were talking about our Beatles thing that we were doing for Dima. And one of the things that we're going to dress Bill up and Jimmy the Bubble Boy and myself, you know, the girls will be, doing their mermaid thing. And we have some Sergeant Pepper outfits for them to wear as well. But also the guys, obviously, are going to be dressed up in Beatles Austin Power outfits.
I would like to be Lieutenant Pepper.
Lieutenant Pepper,
I have a patch for you.
I have our listener from, where was he from?
Canada.
Ontario. Yeah.
Canada.
Yeah, and he actually sent us these OPP. Get down with OPP or something like that, I don't know.
You know me.
It's
yeah.
Ontario Provisional Police.
Right. And we're going to get down with him. He sent us our own OPP patches. This is the actual patch. That Paul McCartney wore on
not
his
the actual patch. It is the same patch that he wore, but it's not the actual.
No,
patch.
This is the actual patch.
They didn't take it
Look,
off
it's
of
kind
that.
Of, it's kind of worn. I mean, I think this could be the actual.
I think you had it in your pants pocket.
Does it actually smell like weed? That's how you know.
Oh, good point. You know, hey,
yeah.
But we got to thank him for that. That was a very very nice of him to hook us up. Doing that. And, you know, we were talking, CJ was in the studio that day as well. So we were talking about the Beatles thing.
That guy's awesome.
Yeah. And, by the way, you talking about, Pat from Canada? Yeah.
No, it's CJ.
Oh, CJ?
Bug Boy.
Yeah, Bug Boy. He's a good guy.
He's probably my favorite member of the show.
Yeah. You think so?
Oh, my God.
He has never said a bad word about Scuba.
Where is he with Kelly?
He might be. He usually is.
They're both not here.
And they're probably drinking, because that's probably why you like him, because every time CJ comes in the studio, he usually brings booze, and Drunken Santa benefits from that.
It's Sammy Hagar's rum.
Yeah. Well, anyway, Pat from Canada sent us this patch. It was right off a cop's shirt. Paul wore it on his left sleeve on his Sergeant Pepper outfit. So are you going to call? I got two of these. You're going to take one?
Sure.
All right, so you're going to have to be.
I didn't think I was going to be Paul. I thought I was going to be John.
Why did you assume that?
Because I'm a genius.
Well, who's Greg going to be?
Well,
Greg's going to be Sergeant Pecker.
Well, thanks. Drunken Santa.
That's better than Linda McCartney.
All right, we'll figure that out here before Dima rolls around. The other thing
you could be Stu Sutcliffe.
You could be Pete Best, and okay. It will kick you out.
Yeah. All right. Thanks, Santa. Appreciate that. The other thing he sent us here, which was really cool. He said he was listening. He heard CJ talking about Rush, And he said, you know, I'm from the Great White North, and the Rush stamps just came out up here in Canada. And he sent us a sheet of Rush stamps.
Wow, I'm jealous.
He says his son is the head carpenter for the company that builds the stages for the last two Rush concert tours.
Yeah, so these are if you only want to mail a parcel to Canada.
Yeah.
Or in Canada.
Or to the band Rush.
Because from here to Canada, you need to have U.S. postage on it.
Well, and
that is so complicated. That's why the government shuts down. Because people are trying to use Canada stamps.
No, these are Rush stamps, so they actually Rush delivery.
Oh.
You think?
No.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, okay.
Where's Kelly?
He is talking too loud into the microphone. Please move him a few feet away.
I'm overmodulating.
With it.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
For over 20 years, Explorer Ventures has been taking people just like you aboard their liveaboard dive vessels. You start as a guest and leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explorer Ventures, and just maybe why Explorer Ventures is one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. Of course, they offer spectacular diving in the Bahamas, Turks and Caicos, and Galapagos. All the details are right there at ExplorerVentures.com, but it's the people and the friendships one makes on these adventures that really sets Explorer Ventures apart from the rest. That's why we've made Explorer Ventures the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. Matter of fact, we'll be on several trips throughout the year, and we'd love for you to join us on any of these great diving adventures. However, the bottom line is, Explorer Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. Call them and see for yourself at 1-800-322-3577 or visit ExplorerVentures.com. That's ExplorerVentures.com.
Here at Scuba Radio, we've been fans of Force Fins for years. With over 12 styles and just about every color imaginable, Force Fins are in a league of their own. Now, they aren't the biggest company out there, just the best. So sometimes Force Fins are hard to find. That's why we've made the whole line of Force Fins available on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Order yourself a pair today, and they'll be delivered right to your door and be ready for your next dive. That's the merchandise page at scubaradio.com.
Obviously, we have it pretty good here at Scuba Radio, but why let us have all the fun? Dive into scubaradio.com and allow us to share the joy. It's all there, from cool monthly giveaways to info on how you can join us on our next big dive adventure or Scuba Radio broadcast. Click on the Shop tab for special Scuba Radio pricing on Scuba Radio hats, jackets, shirts, and an assortment of unique items you won't find anywhere else. You can even get info on how to take scuba classes from a real live mermaid. So dive in now at scubaradio.com.
That's our sister ship, the Athena. Went down with 88 souls just last week.
I wonder how that happened.
Hey, come on, Sharkies!
Hey, you want a piece of this?
You call yourself the king of the jungle. Come on!
The wetsuit's coming. The wetsuit's coming. The wetsuit's coming.
But I'm not a fighter. I wear a black wetsuit and look 10 pounds lighter. So ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, get ready for the first diving show in the world.
Scuba Radio, the wetsuit's coming. 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 Scuba Radio.
Yes, an oldie but a goodie, and that wasn't even auto-tuned, and remarkably,
you know what? You did a fine bit of work with that one.
That sounded better than the Beatles thing.
Do you know what?
Which was auto-tuned.
It smells a little better in here.
Well, he passed out. Scuba Radio Drunken Santa passed out, and Bubble Boy dragged him out into the green room.
And I plugged in air fresheners as well.
Yeah, so I appreciate
there,
that.
There are not enough stick-ups on this planet to fix this.
Yeah, well, it's...
And look who's here now, coming strolling in the door now.
What's
after freaking Drunken Santa has passed out, is the one man Drunken Santa loves, Mr. I Never Say Anything Bad About Drunken Santa,
yeah,
CJ!
Yeah, what are you doing here, dude?
I missed Santa?
You did, and I thought he said you were hanging with Kelly or something.
No.
Yeah, well, why are you here?
I just want to stop by and...
I see he already grabbed the Rush stamps.
This is so cool.
Yeah.
Saw these and I went, holy Geddy Lee!
those aren't yours.
These are real stamps?
Yeah, but those aren't yours. What are you doing
there? Are they yours?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll buy them off you.
What's that?
I'll buy them off you.
How much?
I don't know. Face value.
No, it's Canadian. Don't be confused.
I'll give you a bottle of maple syrup. The real stuff.
Throw in a toque and you got a deal.
All right.
And a dozen donuts.
Fat
I do have a toque.
You have a toque?
Yeah, I can wear it like one day. The one day it's cold enough.
Yeah. So a toque and a dozen donuts?
A toque and
50 bucks.
It's got to be Tim Horton donuts. If they're not Tim Horton donuts, it doesn't even count.
I'll give you two turtle doves and a beer in a tree.
And 50 bucks.
Bob and Doug.
I caught it.
Thank you.
Yeah, I got it.
This is so cool. Starman, Rush, Canada.
Yeah.
2112.
Oh, yeah, Pat, one of our listeners from from Canada, sent those in just for me. Were you listening?
Who's the biggest Rush fan on Scuba Radio?
Okay. Is that why you're here? You heard us talking about these Rush stamps?
No.
Yeah, it's interesting timing, exactly.
Just a coincidence.
Yeah.
How dare you?
Rush stamps to get CJ to come into the studio and, you know, stop.
That is the one piece of Rush, like...
memorabilia?
Yes, thank you. That I don't have.
Really?
I don't have the stamps.
He's got three pairs of stage-worn underwear.
Excuse me?
That's not true.
It's four pair.
It is believable. Yeah. It is believable, but not true.
Okay, so CJ likes Rush. Heard us talking about these Rush stamps that Pat was nice enough to send us. And so there you go. CJ.
Best band in the world.
Well, says you.
You know what I heard? Yeah. I heard that he didn't even hear about us, but that the Bubble Boy texted him.
Is that what happened?
That's what I heard happen.
Oh, damn it, you still have my number?
Yep.
Thought I changed that.
I keep it right next to Santa's.
Weird.
Where is that jolly old elf?
Passed out in the green room. You didn't smell him on your way in?
I can't smell him.
Really?
No.
Is there something wrong with your sinuses?
I closed him up in the hide-a-bed couch.
Doesn't matter.
If you can't smell drunken Santa, CJ.
I thought Jimmy farted.
You can't die.
Oh, no, you'd know that.
You're having a sinus infection or something.
Maybe.
Seriously. That would be that'd be a good precursor to diving. Just have Santa passed out on the dock and have the divers walk by, and if you smell him, they're clear to dive. If they don't smell them, then that's a signal that, hey, you shouldn't dive today. Your sinuses aren't working properly.
That's genius.
And it could be a precursor to Alzheimer's.
Yeah. Okay. Maybe, if you say so. All right. Well, Neil Watson, the hardest working man in the dive industry, going to join us here in a little bit today. Talk about our Junkanoo party. For DEMA, we've been talking all about this Beatles thing, but there's an afternoon happy hour party that we're doing with the Bahamas that we're going to talk with him about. But a couple little tidbits I want to share with you right now. Dominica is running a DEMA dive special.
It's Dominica, not Dominica.
That is correct. Dominica, that's how they say it on the island, Dominica.
It's Dominica there. It's the Dominican Republic, a completely different country.
Well,
different island, very far removed from one another. Dominica, not the Dominican.
It's like Dominatrix.
Yeah, but you know, a lot of people call
it's where they come from.
Oh, okay.
Dominica, or you could say Dominica.
I screwed that up. Greg's being nice and not busting my balls, but I screwed that up on that commercial.
What are you talking about?
The commercial.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, well, you fixed it.
That's
fine.
He's like, sounds great, but
you mispronounced it.
You said,
how many times have I heard that on this show, too?
I'd say
5 million.
I'm guessing.
5 an hour.
Hello.
Like Greg's trip to Granada.
Like how many times do you listen was really my point.
Yeah,
true.
But the Fort Young Hotel is running a special for the DEMA show that is really, really good for a week of diving. All the park fees, 5 days of 2-tank dives, transfers, to and from the airport, and park fees there around Dominica. A beautiful, just unbelievably pristine diving for the Caribbean, for the world, for that matter. And for those who don't know, believe it or not, Dominica, smack dab in the Caribbean, but it's the most volcanic island in the world.
Even more than Hawaii?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what would blow your mind. I mean, there's like 10 dormant or semi-dormant
Well, not horribly dormant because they got all those hot springs, right?
Yeah, they got these hot springs, these, it's not like they have lava flows like they would have in Hawaii, but they do have like dormant, simmering type of, smokers.
So it's the Fort Young Hotel. If they want to find out more information, they should go to
FortYoungHotel.com.
And this is a DEMA special, although I must tell you that if you're going to spend a week at the Fort Young Hotel on Dominica,
right?
On Dominica.
Yeah. You're getting confused, aren't you?
I'm confused myself. I said it right. Okay. On Dominica.
Right.
That's going to be a long commute to DEMA.
So for those of you who don't know, DEMA is the Dive Equipment Manufacturers Association.
Yeah. Or
I was just thinking, wouldn't it suck if you were new to diving, you were listening with a diver friend, and they say, DEMA. What the heck is DEMA?
Yeah. And I was surprised you didn't call it DEMA. But a good point.
Good one, Craig.
Thank you.
Dominica.
The Diving Equipment and Marketing Association.
I'm going to go find Santa.
Yeah. All right. No, he's passed out in the other room. You just follow the smell. You'll get right to him. Or coming up, stay close.
Scuba Radio.
Scuba.
Scuba Radio.
Show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master, Bill the Producer, Jimmy the Bevel Boy.
The Bevel Boy from Dominican.
CJ with us as well today. So we kind of have a full crew as we, we're getting ready for Halloween. We're getting ready for DEMA. A lot of businesses are putting out specials, like we just talked about, the Fort Young Hotel for the DEMA show.
And some of them are crazy. Some of them are insane.
What?
Is he drinking?
Yeah.
Explorer Ventures annual crazy insane specials will be coming out on the 23rd and 24th.
Yes. They're doing a two-day deal.
Yeah. Crazy. Insane.
Bill, never drink after the water fountain after Scuba Santa. Fucking Scuba Santa.
Yeah, make sure if you are not following Explorer Ventures, if you're a fan of liveaboard diving, you need to get to their Facebook page, you need to get to their email list, you need to do something so you get notification about their specials, because their specials come out on the 23rd and the 24th this week. And it's just these 2 days,
right?
And the savings are enormous, tremendous, crazy! And insane!
Really? He could get that drunk just on Scuba Radio Drunken Santa's backwash?
It's a vapor thing. Wow. It's a vapor thing.
Really? Contact buzz.
And it is a really small little room. Enclosed. Just all that equipment and Bill.
That's pants. That's crazy. It's insane.
Crazy! Insane!
Santa's flatulence has quite a high percentage of nitrogen in it.
So. Wow. That's gnarked. That's
once again, ExplorerVentures.com or check out Explorer Ventures on Facebook.
1-800-322-3577. Yeah. And you know what? I don't know if there's any spots left on the Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise, but feel free to ask them. January 18th, we go to St. Kitts and travel.
If there's not, hop on the next one.
That's right. It doesn't matter.
No. Go on the one before.
True.
Okay.
It takes a little while to fumigate.
More coming up. Stay close.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Scuba Radio.
Radio.
Prepare to rig for dive!
Your surface interval is complete. You're now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
I heard a show.
On the radio.
Divers speak about.
What do they speak about?
What's in the sea?
What's in the sea?
Now I know.
It was the first.
Show devoted. To diving.
We all listen to Scuba Radio.
That's right.
Scuba Radio.
Everybody.
Scuba Radio.
Yes.
We all listen to Scuba Radio.
Get down.
Scuba Radio.
Yeah, so you like that one better than the birthday?
That's
or?
Awesome.
You did a lot better before you relied so heavily on auto-tune.
Yeah. Well, yeah. You know, in my defense.
Back when he had to, you know, have this carved into a record and produce that way.
We're bigger fans. We like your earlier material.
Yeah.
Like most bands, your early stuff is the best.
Before the drugs took effect.
That's all good.
Jumped the shark a long time ago. Later, you know, but that was a good thing because, you know, we like them.
Are you comparing yourself to one Arthur Fonzarelli?
Hey.
Because you are no Arthur Fonzarelli.
Hey.
I know Arthur Fonzarelli, and you, sir, are no Arthur Fonzarelli.
Thank you.
Up your nose with a rubber hose.
In your rear with a can of beer.
Okay.
What?
Greg, tell him to sit on it.
Thanks, CJ. I might do that. All right, so we got this Beatles thing to open up the Dima show, but in the afternoon we are joining the Bahamas for a happy hour Junkanoo party.
The whole country
will be with us.
Everyone worthwhile from the Bahamas will be there.
And leading the parade will be our buddy Neil Watch on the Dive God, who's on Scuba Radio right now. Neil, how are you, buddy?
I'm doing great. Yeah, I'm getting my Junkanoo costume already. I'm getting my song, fitted. So, it's going to be.
Yes, for those who don't know what a Junkanoo is, it's like Mardi Gras. It's like Carnival in Brazil. And the Bahamians, they dress up in feathers and thongs and really nothing else. I mean, that's pretty much it.
I hear it is painted body parts.
I don't know. They don't do the painting thing. They don't body
we should
paint.
Institute that.
No, that's more of a Key West thing.
Cowbells and whistles and bugles are big.
Yeah. Now, is melted butter a big part of this? Do you slather yourself in melted butter? Did I misread that somewhere?
Yeah, Bill, that's just in the privacy of your own home. We don't do that.
Bill, that would be crazy.
Now, that'd just be a typical Friday night in the Bahamas. That wouldn't be any special Junkanoo thing. Yeah, Junkanoo. They do this around the holidays, like New Year's Eve kind of thing, right, Neil? Or is it for any special?
Actually, one of the most famous Bahamian songs is "Who Put the Pepper in the Vaseline." So, the butter thing's not a biggie.
Yeah. Pepper in the Vaseline doesn't seem like it would be a good thing. But anyway, we have this happy hour event that we're going to do in the Bahamas Isle Wednesday, Thursday, Friday of Dima. So if you're at the show, you can come out and hang with us from 4 to 6. We'll have our Junkanoo girls. I mean, the mermaids will be trading their tails for Junkanoo outfits. And trust
me, they'll be trading their tails for significantly less material.
Okay.
Significantly less material. This is not a one-for-one swap.
And I'm anticipating the rum punch will be flowing, the Bahamian rum punch. The Junkanoo punch will be flowing at the aisle.
Yes, that is the rumor. There pretty much is not a Bahamas party without such stuff. It just kind of, they go hand-in-hand with Junkanoo.
Not a dry seat in the house.
Okay.
It's not even a Bahamian breakfast without rum punch.
True that. Well, Neil, where you been lately? What have you been up to? You been over in Bimini or what?
I just got back from Bimini a couple of days ago. Had an absolute blast over there. I had my friend Alcides that is the publisher of the Dive publication in Brazil, and he was over checking out Bimini and going to do a story on it, and absolutely had a ball. Him and his wife couldn't get over incredibly beautiful the water was and how what a difference 50 miles makes between South Florida and Bimini. You know, they were thinking it was going to be something far more commercialized and South Florida-ish, and it couldn't be further from the truth. And, I mean, the weather was perfect, and they had some great animal encounters. We had great shark dives. We did the stingrays. And they had about an hour and a half in the water with the spotted dolphins and just unlimited visibility. So they were absolutely blown away with it. And I had as much fun as they did. So it was a great trip.
Well, it's really impossible not to have a good time in Bimini anyway. I mean, it's just, like you said, having such an out-island experience so close to the U.S. and so easily accessible via boat, or if you want to take a quick little puddle jumper flight from Fort Lauderdale for 15 minutes, you really do feel like you're on the other side of the planet. I mean, we had this conversation about a year ago. I'm kicking back with Neil in Bimini one evening. We're looking at the sunset. I have a beer in one hand, a cigar in the right, and we're looking out at this picture-perfect, scenery. And I look over at Neil like, Neil, 2 weeks ago, I was halfway around the planet, kind of looking at a similar thing, and I got here in about 15 minutes, as opposed to having to travel 2 days. Yeah.
You feel like Scotty beamed you up or something.
Right.
I mean, 17 minutes, you're going from Fort Lauderdale International Airport, and 17 minutes later, you're in this tropical paradise. I mean, it is pretty remarkable. And the other thing, when you're sitting up on the hill having to collect beer after the sun is set, and there's a faint glow, that glow is Miami.
That's right.
You can actually see on a clear night the shoreline of Miami, the glow of the lights.
Yeah.
Which is amazing.
It is. It really is. If you have not been to Bimini, you got to go. You got to go check it out. And obviously, Neil has a great dive operation that he runs with his son, Neil Watson Jr. So you can either dive with the dive god or the dive god's son and be good to go there at the in Bimini. And the website is, they go to neilwatson.com or what, Neil? What's the other?
Go to BiminiScubaCenter.com.
Right.
Or BiminiSands.com, either one.
Okay, there you go. You can do that. And are you excited about DEMA this year? I think it's going to be a great show.
I am psyched. I love Vegas, but I like the show better when it's in Orlando. It's business-wise, it's better. You know, when it's in Vegas, you get the West Coast contingency, and, the Pacific has a strong influence. But when it's in Florida, you get the East Coast and more of the Caribbean, and it's just less competition, with casinos and all the different shows and whatever. So the floor seems to stay a little busier, but we've got some exciting new things to announce this year, it's like almost frustrating every year that I go to DEMA, and I'm sure you experience the same thing. Is you have almost every friend that you know in your adult lifetime congregated in one place for 4 days, and you're so intense with doing the show. You'll be standing at your booth and you'll see a buddy that you've known for 30 years that you would love to spend an evening with, and you'll wave as he goes by, and you won't get to see him again. It's frustrating, but it's such a wonderful experience to have everybody that's anybody in our industry, and every new gadget that's been dreamed of, as dive products and dive destinations, all under one roof. And,
Neil, I think, Neil, that you're overestimating.
Of hard work and certainly a lot of fun.
Neil, I think you're overestimating Greg's ability to make friends as an adult. I don't think he has the same experience that you do with seeing friends that he'd like to hang out with.
Well, that's,
but in Greg's defense, he's just a kid,
Yes,
so,
thanks, Neil.
You gotta take that into account.
I can only aspire to be Neil. I mean, with people
you
he knows.
You cannot aspire to be Neil. You can aspire to be someone that knows Neil. That is the best you or I could do.
Well, that's
true.
We
could aspire to be someone who Neil recognizes our face when we're not on Cops. Well. That is the best we can hope for. Okay. You cannot aspire to be Neil.
And that's a pretty lofty goal.
Yes, it is.
Yes. Well, yeah. Gives us something to aspire to, for sure. All right, Neil, well, I'll let you get back to your thong fitting, and we will see you in a couple weeks. Here we go.
Don't you hate when he doesn't even say goodbye to you? He just says, gentlemen.
Is that what he said? I heard him just go, woo.
He said, gentlemen.
Oh, okay.
Meaning not
then
you.
He said, woo.
Would you like to talk diving? Greg the Dive Master's all toweled down and ready to take your call now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
Hosting a radio show about scuba diving and boating is one of the best gigs on the planet. It's actually part of my job to check out and report on cool new products I personally use to enhance my diving and boating adventures. However, I do believe in sharing the joy, and this is why we've added Nanook protective hard cases to our list of products you can now purchase on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Nanook cases are designed to protect the most sensitive equipment in the harshest environments. Underwater photographers, listen up. From their high-impact NK7 resin to their exclusive power claw latches, Nanook has raised the bar for those of you that demand the best protection for your gear. Plus, Nanook protective cases cost less than similar products currently on the market. The company has been around for over 15 years, but it's new to the U.S., so we've made a small number of Nanook cases available exclusively for you at a special introductory price on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Go there now and check out Nanook, the evolution of protection.
I'm always the first to run low on air.
I'm adjusting my BCD all the time.
It feels that I spent half my dive swimming back to the dive boat and on the surface.
You can learn to improve your diving so that you can feel more confident with your skills and more comfortable in the water thanks to the Professional Association of Dive Instructors. Peak Performance Buoyancy and the Navigation Specialty Course are just a few of the many PADI offerings to consider. Visit PADI.com to find the PADI Dive Center nearest you. PADI, the way the world learns to dive.
Light and Motion, leading the industry in high-powered LED lighting and underwater video systems year after year. Light and Motion, consistently ranking at the top of the innovative technology spectrum. Light and Motion, 100% built in the USA in a historic warehouse on Cannery Row since 1989. Light and Motion, tomorrow's technology today. Light and Motion, look for the name the pros trust at a dive center near you. Light and Motion, on the web at lightandmotion.com.
That is Youngblood Hawk. We talked about this video from this band, you know, a few weeks ago. It's a cool little video because, I mean, whether you like the song or not, I think it's a cool little pop tune.
Better than that Beatles thing you played.
Oh, shush, no. These guys are actually a real band, but they shot their video in the Bahamas at Stewart Coves. And we were talking about the video being a great presentation of a shark dive because they take the band underwater and they sing underwater, but there's sharks circling them, and they're on one of Stewart's shark dives. Really awesome. Cool video. You ought to check it out. Youngblood Hawk, We Come Running, I think, is the name of the song or something like that. You can find it. But they've just taken the video and turned it into a 30-second public service announcement with DEMA to promote sharks and to, you know, stop shark finning and you know, creating awareness.
Good.
To shark for shark conservation. So good on them for doing that. Youngblood Hawk.
You know, I know we don't talk a lot about the shark finning thing. The numbers on shark finning are staggering.
Yeah, I saw that. If that's true, then
the numbers on shark finning are unbelievable.
Can we bomb Japan again?
We could.
But it's the Chinese that are causing the
problem.
Who's
doing it? Let's bomb them.
I don't think it's China. I think it's Japan.
Sure.
But it could be anyone. I mean, really. It could be American.
Could be Dominica.
It could be American fisher folk that have a market. But, I mean, nearly 250,000 sharks a year versus the handful that get bitten by sharks, I think we're winning.
Yeah.
And we're winning stupidly. The shark finning thing, they actually kill the shark. They get the shark up on the boat. They cut their fins off and dump the bodies back in the water.
Yeah, it's not very nice.
Well, it's not just very nice. It's stupid.
I mean, I can understand if, like, you're in the mob and somebody owes you money, then you do that, engage in that allegedly type of activity.
What, you chop a shark's fins off and put it in their bed?
If the shark owes you money.
No. Never mind. I've said too much.
Yeah. Obviously. All right. Another little tidbit we got to get out here before the end of the show. Little tidbit. Patty,
Fidbit.
The Professional Association of Dive Instructors, has their own magazine called the Undersea Journal.
Tidbit.
And I was thumbing through this latest issue, and lo and behold, there's our buddy Roz from the UK, Bill.
Oh, look, Roz showing you how to do little rabbit foo-foo.
Yeah,
that's fabulous.
No, this is the fluffy bunny.
It's little rabbit foo-foo.
No, fluffy bunny.
It's little rabbit foo-foo.
Is that the thing
the
with
forest.
The marshmallows in your mouth?
No. Actually, uh-oh. She's featured in an article where it's called Tips from the Field, and her suggestion is, as a dive instructor, she, you know, teaches technical diving, is that what she does is she teaches her students the fluffy bunny hand signal to lighten the mood, to distract them from, you know, the seriousness
death.
Of what's going on, like if they kind of have a tendency to zone out. Or get bored because she's talking to another student. She gives them the fluffy bunny signal, and then should they fluffy bunny back and start laughing and choking on their air. And she knows they're paying attention. I don't know, something like
you
that.
You know what?
Yeah.
Great minds think alike, because I have given Jimmy similar signals with my fingers that are unorthodox underwater when he's not paying attention.
Yeah, to make him pay attention.
But very understandable.
Yeah, take the fluffy bunny and stick it in here.
No. Mine are pretty universal. It involves one finger.
Okay.
I'm number one.
Yeah. Well, thanks, I think. All right,
awesome.
Other thing.
Great job to have Roz in yet another publication.
Yeah, she's a busy gal.
She claims not to be an expert, but she is.
Yeah. But good honor for
doing
all
that. Thank you very much for noticing me. I very much appreciate it. Thank you.
Is that the Queen of England?
It's Roz.
Oh, okay.
No, she does. She does not sound like that.
Well, she does when she's being thanked. She's very, she gets embarrassed easily.
Okay.
Thank you.
She's not Liverpudlian, is she, Bill?
No, she is not.
Speaking of pudding.
Liver pudding.
Really? No, I don't even know how to make this segue.
Soft pudding.
To come back around.
Yeah. Only it rotates.
God, isn't diving fun?
No, I was going to tell.
Is today your dive day?
you know, when I was in Texas last week, I actually I talked about this a couple weeks ago too. These quadcopters that you're using to shoot aerial footage with the GoPro cameras
of whales,
like drones
of whales, of dives of great white sharks and
naked sunbathers. Go on
the Galapagos or Guadalupe.
Yeah. Who's Guadalupe?
I actually saw one of those quadcopters at this event I was last week, Bill. And it's pretty cool. And I'll tell you what, these drone things, these quadcopter type deals, they're not only are they making them big for GoPros, but they're making these little miniature ones that are no bigger than, I don't know, 12 inches across or in diameter. And they're silent.
We already have those. They're called drones.
Right, but we haven't applied them to the dive industry or trying to film a unique angle of your dive, you know, from the surface down at the divers or of a dive boat, like a liveaboard boat or Great Whites in Guadalupe, that kind of thing. But thing is,
like the blood pool on the top coming.
What?
The blood pool.
Like the blood at the top of the water.
No, we don't. We're not looking to capture that. We're looking to get the, you know, just a surprised. Off the cuff type of look.
Startled animals.
Yeah, but, yeah, that's the thing. They're quiet.
The drones.
The bigger ones with the GoPros are pretty loud. Mm-hmm. But they have these new smaller ones that have cameras on them. They are whisper quiet. And he snuck up on a bunch of people at this event and did just that.
It's whisper quiet!
We're going to apply those to the next Scuba Radio video and try to just startle everybody. That'll be fun, right?
Lobzilla!
Okay. All right. Well, on that note, we'll leave it. Till next time, remember, it's always better where, gang?
Down where it's wetter. Good diving, everybody.
Still, you know how to whale here. That's why it's hot, 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 hot,
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated. Scuba
Radio. This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.